Hey, hurdlers, what's shaking? Emily Abadi here with another installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle, a podcast that talks to everyone from entrepreneurs to top CEOs and athletes about how they got through tough times, hurdles of sorts, by leaning into wellness. Today, I am so amped to be hanging out with the lovely Kirsty Godso. She's a Nike master trainer, an all-around badass, and a pyro girl. And we are here to chat about things that steal our energy, how to reclaim our power and just be strong and awesome. Before we get into it, quick shout out to Hurdle Moments partner this week, Way of Life Athletics. They want to give you some of that lost energy back with their new crop bra. All hurdlers can get 40% off the Woloco Walker crop. Seriously, 40% by using the code HURDLE40 at checkout. Guys, I love this one. It's got a perforated style. It's a high neckline, deep scoop back, really great colorways, four available. Trust me, I know you're going to like it too. My pro tip, size up. You'll be glad you did. All right, so we're going to talk about energy stealing today. I don't know about all of you. I have been personally dealing with a lot of things and people and tasks and environments lately that feel like they are sucking me dry. Kirsty, can you relate?
Oh, girl, we got to talk about it. Like, I mean, summer is an interesting time, right? Because people leave the city and sometimes you're like, ooh, I needed that.
I know, I needed a break.
Yeah, like a forced break. And it's sometimes we think we're addicted to all of these things that fill our schedule, but like sometimes they're just filling our schedule unnecessarily and we need a little bit of space. And so I talk about energy leaks a lot and, you know, we can plug them up. We can fix this.
We can fix this. So listen up. We've got some good tips and tricks coming down the pipe for you. As always, follow at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. You can find Kirsty at Kirsty Godso. And if you have a love letter to send me, I will accept it. It's emily@hurdle.us. With that, let's get to hurdling. All right, so energy stealers. What does that mean, Kirsty?
It's quite funny because when I meet people, I sort of classify them. I'm like, oh yeah, that person's like an energy dealer. That person's an energy leak. That person's an energy vampire. Like, and obviously, vampire is pretty self-explanatory. Like, you don't really want that. An energy leak might be something that you don't first observe as draining your energy, but whenever you leave kind of one of those encounters or one of those moments, you're like, oh man, I feel drained. I feel wiped. Obviously, not everything we do and every person we come in contact with is going to light us up, right? And make us feel super electric and be an energy dealer. But, you know, there's generators and then there's like just stealers. So can we surround ourselves with people that really help generate energy and like we can have like sound counsel and discussion with them? So it's not like it always has to be positive, but is there a greater good involved? Or is it just kind of like dwindling energy and just really unproductive to everyone involved?
Totally. And I think that this is something we've talked about on the pod before, just this idea that there are faucets and there are drains. And if we are too constantly surrounded with people that just like let everything flow out, then it's not going to be good for anybody.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's about having a really difficult, honest conversation with yourself, especially if you are an energy dealer. And I don't mean that arrogantly, right? Sitting there being like, I'm an energy dealer and you're a drain.
Is that your American accent?
I don't know why I became American, but generally my American accent is, okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm told that's like very Valley Girl. But if it makes you guys feel better when I do British, I can only like do like British like that.
That's it.
Like we might get in a bar fight. I don't know. I'll stick to New Zealand. But like when we think about energy, right? I do believe it is the most infectious currency. Okay, so when you're around people, like you just cannot deny that fact of how you feel when you're around people that are great energy. And obviously we all want to be great energy. And here's the pro tip, guys, we can all be great energy, but we got to do our due diligence and plug up some energy leaks.
Right. So then the question arises, how do you go about taking back your power and protecting your energy? Step one, determine what you want.
If you don't know what you want, how on earth are you going to get it?
So how does someone articulate that? Because I think if I was just to sit here and ask you, hey, Kirsty, what do you want? Holy overwhelming question. You're like world peace, a nice significant other, a good friend to go to a bar with on Tuesdays. Like I want a lot of things. I mean, that's where I'm.
I probably would have said coffee, avocados, 1,200 cats, a sneaker closet. half Jewish boyfriend. It's, I think also like what we want changes a lot as we go along, and that's okay. You know, I think a lot of people grow up too on a timeline and think, oh, I'm going to have this by this age. I'm going to have this by this age. But when you're making those plans, you're not accounting for all this other growth that's happening and exploration of self. So maybe you don't hit a timeline necessarily where it's like you thought you were going to have your first child or a certain job or when you thought you were going to be married, because actually, by the way, there was all this awesome life happening and you did amazing things in your career and maybe you moved to a different country or you entered a different realm of even your work. And that there's nothing wrong with that. Like, right, sometimes we're meant to take different routes, but knowing who you are at the base of everything and that being the core to what you want and what do you want, regardless of everyone else's opinion. Like, I think life has become a little bit of a game show, kind of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where we're going like, oh, 50-50, or like ask the audience, phone a friend. I'm like, guys, phone a friend before you ask the audience, FYI, because if you're having like super intimate self-declarations on Instagram, by the way, you don't know like 98% of the people you're talking to. Like, I think it's great to like be honest and try and share learnings, but like sometimes it's like not the right audience to really be figuring, like you need to know who you are without everyone else having to tell you.
Right. So when it comes down to determining what you want, it's like write down the things that you really see for yourself or what it is that you're after. If you're looking for a promotion at work, or if you're looking for a new apartment, or if you're looking for, okay, I want to train to run a 5K or whatever the case may be. In order to get to those things, first and foremost, you have to write them down and say like, this is what I'm going for. And then you can take a step back and go into planning mode, because a goal without a plan is just a wish. That's the quote. Yep.
Also, feel really proud that. Hand in the cookie jar. Swish. But also, it's true. And also, I always think about it. Okay, I'm bad because I live in the logistics all the time, and I'm very good at not celebrating a win because I'm on to the next thing. So mm-hmm. I'm not very good at pausing and being in the moment. So that's something I've been trying to do more recently. Like, I'm very good at getting carried away by work because I actually know what I want all the time and I'm going to unapologetically go after it, but I don't know how to stop and enjoy it. And the problem when you don't stop and enjoy it is you never even observe it. You don't digest it. You're like, it's like you're not chewing your food properly.
Yeah, okay? I totally hear that.
It's like you don't want to wait to go for a colonic and be told that you're not chewing your food, right? Enjoy your wins. Like, have that time. Don't lose the good stuff.
That is now the episode teaser quote. Is you don't want to go for a colonic without chewing your food. I love it. Okay, step two to taking back your power. See yourself in control. Visualization is really important. Like, super important.
Visualization, I think, like, a lot of people still kind of laugh at that, and I disagree. Everything that I've achieved in my career, especially with Nike, came from visualization.
Mm.
And not without work. But if you can't see it and you can't really believe that it might be true, I just think that the power of when we see something, whether or not it was like, it's just in your brain, right? And in your mind, whether it was in a dream when you're asleep or when it was like just conscious dreaming, it's so powerful because you're like, you almost get that taste of it. And you're like, yeah, I want that. Like, I know what that's like now, rather than being like, I think I know what it looks like, but I don't really know. So I'm trying to chase it.
Yeah, totally.
It's like you've seen the hawk eye at the bar and you've got the eyes on the prize. Like, when you've done that visualization of what that goal is, you're not going to lose that from your sight until you go after it. And one of the things that's always guided me was that people would very often say to me, they're like, oh, there's no way you're going to get that. And I'd be like, yeah, but maybe I will. And that was always my answer. I was just like curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say to people, like, feel free to dream. And like, it's not up to other people to say whether or not you're going to get something, but it's up to you to do the work for it.
Right. Totally.
So that's about like having you're in control of each and every day, how much you want to assertively go after things.
Pivoting to our next step, that would be maintaining your standards. I think I read somewhere recently that sometimes the issue is that someone's ceiling is really your floor. So when you are going for something, you can't be mad at someone else because they're literally incapable of meeting you where you're at. That doesn't mean that because someone else acts that way or handles the situation that way that you need to change what you are capable of. You need to own your standards. You need to be cool with what you want, not pivot just because someone else can't meet you where you're at.
This, I actually think, is a nice time to talk about love languages, because And I think this is a relevant thing for you to know about your closest people in your life. Like, actually, like, it sounds creepy, but like, even like people you work with, even your best friends, like, knowing what their love language is and the way to communicate with them is going to help a lot with that type of stuff. So like, I know for me, my love languages are, and this is not me putting a dating profile up on the site, guys, just FYI, but I know for me that words of affirmation and quality time are super important. You're not going to impress the pants off me with gifts, physical touch, don't even go there. What is the other one? Acts of service. Mm-hmm. Acts of service is kind of fine. I think that was number three for me. But when I know with my best friends and the people I spend the most time with and the people that work for me or that I work with, if I know their love languages too and how to communicate with them, that is a game changer for meeting people where they're at, mm-hmm, in regards to anything. But yes, I completely agree. Ceilings, floors, and another thing to talk about is safety nets.
Right.
Because a safety net is another ceiling. You're just waiting. If you're always kind of like not going to, if you're afraid to take the risk and you just think that you might just have a safety net all the time, I'm like, it's just the same as a ceiling. Right. You just got to go for it.
Right.
What's the worst that happens if you don't get something? You learn an awesome lesson along the way.
Totally. And the last way that we are taking back our power is by honoring our truth. You know, sometimes just because someone's doing something cool doesn't mean you have to do it too. There's only one you. It's hard to get to a place where you are just so incredibly proud of you. I get it. I've been there as well. We are all our own biggest critics. But the opportunity to be who you are is so special.
This actually comes to the Drake lyrics I was talking about before. Please. It's always going to come back to Drake. You know this with me.
I do.
But it talks about, the song is The Motion, one of my favorite songs. It also, it goes on to say that try being with somebody that wants to be somebody else.
Oh.
Like the worst. Drake. And you all know. And then he goes on to say, I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Okay. So this is the problem. Social media has allowed us to have so much additional insight into everyone's life that I think it gets very easy to lose sense of self. There's nothing more attractive than someone that is unapologetically them. Like, you can actually even get away with some of your bad traits. Like, but if it's so you, that it's just like, that's who they are. Like, I have flaws. My best friends have flaws. We actually love each other for the flaws that we have. And we're more forgiving of it. Because if they're being them and I'm being me, not saying like, it's like, hey, don't ever try and, you know, change some things. But if you don't know yourself and the system in which you're operating in, it's like you've got a laptop with the wrong software on it the entire time. Like, that's annoying. So every app that you keep adding onto it and like program is not going to work properly because it's not for you. So that's not how you want to operate yourself as a human, right? You're your own business to run. So if you don't have your code of conduct for you and you don't understand who you are, you're always speaking the wrong language to yourself. And you're going to get caught out at some moment.
Totally. And it's just like so, it's so intriguing and powerful and invigorating to be able to stand up for yourself and just be like, this is who I am. And I find so much comfort and confidence in that.
Do you have like a team talk that you do to yourself when you're like, when, if you feel like you're starting to like sidestep a little out of line, do you have something that you, that ropes you back in?
I mean, all I do is I continuously tell myself that all it takes is all you've got every time. I just, when I try to show up somewhere, I try to show up with everything I have, because what's the point of showing up at all if you're not going to give it like that, you know?
It's funny that yours is very similar to mine, because mine has always been, if you want it, go get it.
Yeah.
Because I get frustrated with complacency kills me. Like, it's the worst. And I get really frustrated if I have the same repeat conversations with people over and over again. I'm like, yeah, that's fantastic. You've actually told me 12 times you're doing that. And it's been 3 years. Has this still not happened? I don't understand. Like inefficiency and complacency is just upsetting. But yeah, like, if you want it, like, absolutely, it is on you to like go for it and just give it everything.
Everything. Thanks for rapping about energy with me, Christy.
Always. Next time we'll try bring in Drake, you know, so we can spit the lyrics.
Drake, you're welcome in the studio whenever you want. If you need us, you know how to find us at Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast, at Christy Godso. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.